Ad hocha man asya. Like, why is the shear from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash? Who brought him to Yerushalayim? Shrashi, ad hocha man asya. Ad Yerushalayim mevi. Who brought the kid to Yerushalayim? Like, Mestam, we're talking about they live far away. The whole Eretz Yisrael, you have to come to Yerushalayim regularly. From Tiferia, from Bnei Brak. So who brought him to Yerushalayim even? Talay mishu yocha liyais chutz mi'imai, yocha lechaz biyadai. If he could leave his mother, go without his mother, for sure he's old enough to hold hands and walk. Because they are liyais mirushalayim arabayis. So how is the pshat here that he came up here without his mother? So Gemara answers like this. Omalei abaya, ad hocha dimechai ve'imai v'simcha asisa imai. And Echanami, the mother also has the chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim at least. Because she's also in the mitzvah of Samachta B'chagecha. And as Manda Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, the Yikah mitzvah Simcha was to eat the basar of a Korban Shlomim, which is Kachem Kalim. And the halacha of Kachem Kalim is you're only allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since ladies are also mechuyev in the mitzvah Simchas Yomtif, as Manda Beis HaMikdash, they are called upon him how to go up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the mother went to Yerushalayim. So the mother Taika took the kid, held the kid, and brought her up to Yerushalayim. Now the father, the man, has the chiyuv to be on the regal from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's Beisham Mashir. That if the kid is old enough that the father give him a ride on the shoulders and the kid will go up to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a chiyuv chinuch to bring him up. After they got to Yerushalayim, so the mother doesn't go further now. The mother just has the right to stay in Yerushalayim and eat the Korban Shlomim, but only the father has to go up. So now when the father goes up, it's without the mother. This is Beisilu Shita. That if the kid is old enough to hold the hand of the father and to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash, there's a chiyuv. V'ilay potter. And if not, if he can't walk up yet, he's potter for the mitzvahs to be on the regal. Hoshiv Rebbe Tachas Beisilu. Rebbe answered back in the place of Beisilu that the divrei Beisham, according to Beishamai, the pasuk says, "V'chana loy also." Chana did not go up to other regal. Ki omra l'isha, she said to her husband, "Ad yigom alanar Rabbi Yosef." She wants to wait till Shmuel becomes old enough, and then she'll bring her to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, v'Shmuel diyachol lekavak seifa shalavav hevi. Shmuel was zichur old enough that he was able to go and ride on his father's shoulders, and still, Chana did not bring him up. So it's a kasha on Beisilu, a kasha on Beishamai. You, Beishamai, say the chiyuv chinuch is when the kid can even take a ride on the father's shoulders to go up. There's the chiyuv to take him up. So how come Chana didn't let Shmuel go up to the Beis Hamikdash? So Amalei Avua, so to this to be Abaye, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says back here is no raya. Well, the time the chiyuv according to you, Beisilu, is also a kasha. Tikshalor Chana Gufa. There's a kasha on Chana herself. Milay Mechayve Besimcha. Sama Takasha. How come Chana's soul didn't go to Yerushalayim upon him? As we said before, Noshim al-Mechuyev and Mitzvah Simcha. The Samachta B'chagecha. So as man the base of Midrash, Simcha is to eat from the Korban, eat to the meat of the Basha Shlomim. So how come she didn't go up to eat to the meat of the Korban Shlomim? Elu, what do you have to say? Chana Mifankusa Yeserta Chazi Baby Shmuel. Chana saw that Shmuel is very sick. He's a big Mephunik, even though he was old a little bit. Rashi says Yigomah means L'soiv Chav Dalet Chodesh Shekein Tinik Yonik. It was the end of 2 years. Hamishter Rishonu Yochel Lirkav Al Tzeifoy. But here we're talking about it's 2 years old already. Since it's 2 years old already, for sure a kid 2 years old could take a ride on the father's shoulders. So still you see, Chana did not take him up to Yerushalayim. So it's a kashan Beishama Shita. It's according to you Beishamai. If you're old enough to ride on your father's shoulders, you should go up. So how come Chana didn't take her up? So Gemara says back, no, it's a kasha new Beis Hillel also. That's true, you want to say he wasn't able to walk, but why didn't Chana go up? The Torah says, Chana saw that Shmuel was a big mefunik, means he was very delicate, and she had to take good care of him. The choshe baby Shmuel, lechusha diyocha, and she was very afraid to take Shmuel up to Yerushalayim, there'll be a chusha, he'll get sick on the road. So therefore, Mishum Sakonis Nefeshos, she did not take Shmuel up. That's why Chana stood home. So the kids from this place, you have no raya. Could be taka lachus like Beishamai. A normal kid, when he could ride on his father's shoulders, maybe there is a chiv to be on the regal. But here by Shmuel. Boy Reb Shimon. Shimon can shout like this. katan chigur. What's going to be now? The locker is a katan chigur. You have a katan, and he's laying. Ledirve beishamay, according to beishamay. Does beishamay hold that the chiyah chinuch is not only the kid should walk, but the father should put him on his shoulders and take him up? So according to beishamay, does the father have a chiyah to put a kid that's lame on his shoulders and bring him up to make the midrash to be able to regal? Vayta v'sumu ledirve shneim. And now beishamay, what about a blind kid according to both of them? That's the shalit. The mitzvah chinuch anat. Mal. So the Gemara says, hechi dami. How, what kind of blindness, what kind of lame is he? If he's born lame and he's going to stay this way the rest of his life, we're talking about a blind kid now. He won't be able to see. He's going to remain blind. So if that's the case, well, what's your question? For sure he's potter. Hash the gadol potter, cotton me boy, madach a gadol that has his feet are lame and that his eyes are blind. He can't see. He's potter. So for sure a kid is potter. Lo mitzvah chinuch is be mechanech the kid now that when he comes a gadol he'll have a chiyuv later, so teach him how to do the mitzvahs right now. But here, when this kid is going to be a gadol, he'll also be potter, so there'll never be a chiyuv to him to go up. However, there's no mitzvah chinuch to take him up. There's no shaila. So Gemara says, let's tzrich, you know where the question is like this: the chigur sheyachol lespashet. It's talking about the kid is lame now, but a mitzvah shem, by the time he gets by mitzvah when he comes a gadol, his legs will be well and healthy. So when he becomes a gadol, he will have the chiyuv to be able to regal. So that's the shaila. Even though right now he's lame, right now he's potter, but maybe let's look at the way he'll be when he'll be a gadol. He'll have the chiyuv to do the mitzvahs then. So maybe there's still a mitzvah chinuch now to teach him how to do the mitzvahs. And the same thing for sumo. We're talking about a kid that's blind. Sheyoch l'spateich. The doctor says another 2 or 3 years, he's going to get his eyesight back. So that's the shaila. What's the locha? When this kid is going to be bar mitzvah, he's going to be able to see, he'll have a chiyuv to be able to regal. So since when it becomes bar mitzvah, he'll have a chiyuv, maybe there's a chiyuv chinuch right now to teach him to go up also. That's the shaila. So Amar Abaye answered back, no, avadi yipoter for mitzvah chinuch right now. Because the klal is like this. Kol heicha de gadol mechayim b'diraisa. Any time that a gadol is chayim b'diraisa to do the mitzvah, kota nami mechan chilei. If the only concern is that right now he's a katan, he's not a mitzvah yet, so therefore we mechanech him to do the mitzvah. Midrabbanan is a mitzvah chinuch to let your kid do the mitzvahs, teach your kids how to do the mitzvahs. But kol heicha the gadol potter midiraisa. Any time your kid is in such a matzav that a gadol would be potter midiraisa, like over here, right now your kid is blind, right now the kid is lame. True, he'll be well when he comes by mitzvah, but right now he's lame, he's blind. If a gadol is blind or lame, they're potter from the mitzvah. So since a gadol in this matzid would be potter, midrabbanan katanami potter. Who was in the katan right now is potter. There's no mitzvah chinuch. You don't look at the svar and say that later will by mitzvah he'll be able to do the mitzvah. Then he'll do the mitzvah. But right now that he's lame, right now that he's blind, there's no mitzvah chinuch either. About the way he is right now, he's blind. Even a gadol doesn't have a chiyuv. Who are then? There's no chiyuv chinuch either to take him up to Yerushalayim to Beis Hamikdash. Right. Beishama yemirim in the Mishnah hariyah shtei kosef. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Again, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash or the regal, you have to bring two korbanos. You have to bring a korban oila for the oilas riyah leyiroi pon areikum. You have to bring a korban oila, and then also you have to bring a korban chagiga, a shalmi chagiga. So it's a machlekes midiraisa. No matter how much it's worth, you're okay. The Rabbanan though gave a shear, how much is the least amount of money you have to spend for the animal? Has to be at least worth. So the machloikis beshem besilom, which one has to be worth two, and which one can only be worth one if you want. So beshamai said, Uriya, the korban oil has to be worth more, two kesef. And the korban chagig, if you want, it could be worth only one kesef. Tana Rabbanan, beshamai yermim Uriya shtei kesef. The korban oila you bring for olas riya has to be worth at least two kesef. For a chagiga, the korban shlomim we bring for a chagiga, more kesef is enough to be worth one kesef. That's enough. What's the svar? Why? How come the oila has to be more expensive than the korban shlomim? Shariya oila kula lagvaya. Because the riya, the korban oila, is kula lashem. It's more chashiv. It has to be worth at least $2. Mashenkim chagiga. The korban chagiga is a korban shlomim. That true, the emurim, the fats, go on the base on the mizbeach, but the meat is eaten by the kohanim and the barlim, therefore it doesn't have to be worth so much. The yod, another svar, Beshami says,
Motzino biyatzeres shiribu vevem akosu boilus yosim v'shlomim. We find biyatzeres by atzeres or shuis that the Torah says to the karbonus of the yomtiv is to bring more korban oilus than there are more korban shlomim. So kis you see an oilus more chashiv, there's more oilus in the raw. Rashi motzino biyatzeres. Beperek Ashar or Kesef, Begraftim al Alechem, Shivas Kvasim Timimim, Opar Ben Bokerechot, Velim Shnaim, Yiyu Oilo Hashem, Oksiv Shnei Chvasim, Neshon Lazevach Shlamim. There's only two for Korban Shlamim, and they have all these for the Korban Oilo. So you see, Oilo is more Choshev. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the Oilo has to be worth at least two Kosef, and the Chagigah could be worth one if you want. Ubeisilah says the opposite way. Ubeisilah imrim or riyah more kesef. The korban oily you bring could be worth only $1 if you want. The achagiga shtei kosef. But the korban shlomim for the chagiga, shalom chagiga, that has to be worth at least two kosef. Why? Shechagiga yishon of neadibur. Because the korban shlomim was brought koydeman terah. Koydeman terah in the midbar, chlaiskor brought shlomim. Since they brought this korban, it's a more chosh of a korban, so when you bring it later, it has to be worth more. Ma'ashen came Bria. A korban oila was only brought after they had the Mishkan, after Matan Torah. But Kodem Matan Torah, they didn't bring any korban oilas. The Yod, another Svar Beisil says, Mo'atzino b'nesiyim shiribavim akosim mishlamim. When the Nesiyim brought by Chanukah Samizbeach, they brought more korban shlamims than they brought korban oila. Yosim b'boilas. So therefore, Beisil holds a korban shlamim is more choshev. Therefore, the shlomim has to be worth at least two kosev, and the korban oil, if you want, can only be worth one. Vaito beisil frati gemara my time alayamrik lebeishamai. So why does the beisil the whole like beishamai svar? He also said svaras. The karmud riyadifu adoyla kul nagvoya. That what beishamai svar was, oil is a more chosh of a korban, because the korban oil is kulu lashem, the whole thing is burnt lashem. So why doesn't beisil hold for that svar? So gemara says, adarabba. Beisil says the svar is just the opposite way. That svar alone, chagiga difa, I'll say the svar just the opposite way. Chagiga, the korban shlomim, is more choshev. The yispei shtei achilas, because two people eat from it. Hashem, true, there's the emurim, the fats that are burnt on the mizveich, but there's also the meat that's eaten by the kohanim and by the bailim. So since two people share it, it's a svar, it has to be worth more. A korban oila that's kulul Hashem, only burnt on the mizveich, so it's enough to be worth one kosev. But the chagiga has to go equal to two people, two or three, like to Hashem and to the Kanim and to the Bailim, it should be worth more. Vaita, then of the comrade, you Beishamai said, Nelef mi atzeres, let's turn out from the atzeres that there was more korban oilers than there were korban shlomim. So it says, Dornin korban yochid mi korban yochid. Here we're talking about the shalmi chagiga is a korban yochid. Every yochid has to bring this korban on yomtiv. So we learn it out from another korban yochid. From the Nesiyim, which also the Korban Yochid. V'yein donin Korban Yochid and Korban Sibur. But don't learn out a Korban Yochid, you bring a Shalom Chagiga from Atzeres, what was brought by Shuas, a Korban Sibur. A Korban Sibur is different and a Korban Yochid is different. So therefore, Beisil does not like Beishamai's Pshat. Now the Gemara is the opposite way. U Beishamai, my time, Layamrika Beisil. So now the other way, why doesn't Beishamai like Beisil's Pshat? Why doesn't Beis Shammai learn like Beis Hillel that the Korban Shlomim is more Choshev? So why? So it says like this. The Kamrit Chagiga Difa, the Yeshtan of Ne'adibar, that you Beis Hillel said a Svara, that a Korban Shlomim was bought when Kli Yisrael was in the Midbar, before they had the Mishkan, before they had the Matan Torah. So Beis Shammai says, Ria Nami Yeshtan of Ne'adibar. It's not true what you're saying. It's not only they brought the Korban Shlomim then, they also brought the Korban Oil then. That's Beis Shammai Shita, that the Karbonis, the Klai Yisrael born in the Midbar, were also Korban Oilus. Vaito the Kamer, that you, Beis Hillel says, Nelef Menesiyim, learn out the Korban from the Nesiyim that they brought more Shlomim than Korban Oilus. So Beis Shammai says, no, Donin Dovra Noeg Ladeiris, Midovra Noeg Ladeiris. Learn out something that's Noeg Ladeiris, Lamashal Korban Aseris by Shvuis, is Nogei Ladeiris. To our Korban Chagiga, which is Negladaris, the future generations. V'yein donin dovra Negladaris, now don't learn out the loch of a Korban Chagiga, mi dovra shena Negladaris, from you like Beis Shammai, learning out from the Korban of the Nesiyim was a private Korban, they brought Peshat Technukas HaMizbeach, that's all. They brought it once, and it wasn't brought Ladaris. So So therefore, Beishami says it's not right to learn out a korban chagiga from a korban nesiim. Nesiim was only one time, and a chagiga is always. Now the Gemara says, so the kitzur we have here, machlokes is the korbanos that were brought in the midbar before Matan Torah. Beis Hillel says it was only a shlomim, and Beishami says no, it was neither also. So what's this machlokes? So Gemara says, Beis Hillel. You Beis Hillel, how come you say a korban shlomim was brought before Matan Torah? You see, the pasuk says in Shemais, "Va'yiz b'chol zvachim shlomim." They brought a korban shlomim. This was kodesh Matan Torah. So you see, in the midbar, they brought a korban shlomim. Yeah, for the Gemara, Ria Nami. They also brought a korban oilus. They said the pasuk says over there, "Vayalu oilus." The same pasuk says, "Vayalu oilus." It says clearly they brought an oilus also. So how could you, Beis Hillel, say that you only brought a shlomim and not a korban oilus? The pasuk says clearly, "Vayalu oilus." So Gemara answers, "Kosavri Beis Hillel, oilus shekrivu Yisrael by midbar." You know what type of oilus, korban oilus that was? Because of born in midbar, oilus tamid havoi. It wasn't the korban yochid, it was the korban tzibur. It was the oilas tamid. The korban atamid they brought then also in the morning. But I call upon him, a korban tzibur was from an oilas, true. But a korban yochid, you only find they brought shlomim and not more. Trashy oilas tamid heavy. Chayvas kol yoyim v'yoyim v'legarinim and they kill it out from a korban oilas, which again is a korban chayva. Mashen came, the korban shlomim, on the dava, that's learned after. Mor says now, Beis Shammai holds oila shekrivo Yisrael b'midbar. The oila that Klaius were brought in the midbar was oila shriyavoi. It wasn't only a korban oila, a korban atzibar. It was a korban yachid also. Trashi oila shriyavoi alshem v'yochizu esolim. It was also a korban oila shriyah. It was a korban oila. So that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel holds the korban oila that brought then was a korban yachid. That they brought, and Beis Hillel holds, no, that was only a korban atamid. But a korban yochid, they only brought before Matan Torah, they only brought shlomim and not oilus. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Beis Shammai, for Rav Eleza, Rav Yishmoel, Kula Svirlu, Oilus Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, Oilus Rehavoi. They all hold the shita that the korban oilus, the pasuk says, Klai Yisrael brought in the midbar was not only a korban atomid, but it was oilus ri. It was a korban yochid. It was a korban oila that Klai Yisrael brought in. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, on the other hand, hold kula svirlu oila shekrivu Yisrael by midbar oilas tamid avoy. No, that's what the pasuk says. They brought a korban oila. Kodesh Matan Torah. It wasn't the korban yochid. It was only the regular korban atomid that was brought. So where it says, how do we know this? Beis Shammai hodi amarin. Beis Shammai, we just learned that Beis Shammai says clearly why it argues on Beis Hillel, because that that they brought Kodesh Matan Torah wasn't only Yishlam, it was a korban oiler also. So Beis Shammai we see clearly holds that they brought a korban oiler Kodesh Matan Torah. Rabbi Yishmael, how do we know Rabbi Yishmael holds the Shita? The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael oimer, klolois nemru b'sinai. There were klolois that were set over by Sinai. So Rashi learns, klolois means nemru b'sinai, harbe dvorim nemru stumim. A lot of things were set sosim, the Sinai. So in the special court sarkam, it wasn't explained everything clearly by HaSinai. Well, pirshul eliyachah shukim ha-mishkan. And a lot of lachas they first learned later after the Mishkan was put up. V'yoyim mayit, shul en espashu shom hilchus ha-avoyde k'chol ha-tzorach. All the lachas weren't explained b'shas ha-Sinai. A lot of things are first explained later by the Yoyim Mayit. Ela mizbeach adoma tasali, v'zavach to'olev es olasech v'yishlamecho, v'lei pirish matin domin. It didn't explain that by Hasina yet. The halachas of matin domin, the zrikas adam, have shiton, the bimavshid, v'nituchon shel oilos, v'yakrov es emurun shoshlonim. All these halachas were not explained there yet. So clearly, Rabbi Shmuel says like this, klolos nemru b'Sinai. A lot of klolim were learned in